All right, we're right at 10 o'clock, so we will go on the record. Good morning, everyone. I'm Susan Drummond, Benton County Hearing Examiner. It is Friday, November 21st, 2025, 10 o'clock. We have five items on today's agenda. Four of them are conditional use permit requests for accessory dwelling units. And then the fifth agenda item is for an accessory use business. This is a quasi-judicial proceeding. That just means it's somewhat formal. So when you testify, I will swear you in and I will formally admit exhibits. Also, I cannot have any conflicts of interest that would impair my ability to render a fair and impartial decision. I've reviewed the hearing packets for all of the matters and do not see any conflicts of interest that would interfere with that. But if there are any concerns, now is the time to raise them. In terms of the criteria that I review, these are all summarized in the staff report, and of course, the actual code language is online. But for all of these are all conditional use permits. I look at the impacts of the use and how compatible it is they are with surrounding uses and land uses, and also is there adequate infrastructure for the use with respect to both the ADUs and the business operation requests. There are also some specific criteria for each of those uses that really hone in on whether the use is accessory in nature. In terms of the order of procedure, I'll have someone from the planning department present first and summarize their proposal. Then I'll turn to the applicant. The applicant can add anything additional, and then we'll open the matter up for public comment. And anyone who is online or in the hearing room who would like to comment on the particular matter may do so. And then the applicant will have an opportunity to address any questions which arise. We are proceeding both online and in person. If at any point we have a technical issue, we'll sort that. And if at any point you can't hear anyone, whether you're online or in the hearing room, please let me know. Either speak up, or if you're on the line, you can use the chat feature. But just don't submit anything over the chat feature that you would like me to review, as I don't have access to that, and we don't have a way to retain what is submitted through the chat feature. Are there any procedural questions? Okay. All right, well, let's go ahead and get started. I think what we'll do, I think the matters will go fairly quickly, but I'll hear the four ADUs first. So first up on the agenda is conditional use permit 2025-015, proposed by Jonathan and Susan Loss. I think Ms. Watts, you're presenting on that. If you can state your name for the record.
Andrea Watts.
And you swear or affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Ms. Watts, I have received exhibits HDM 1.1 through 1.13. Those are all admitted.
The Planning Division received the application for CUP 2025-015 on September 29th, 2025. The applicants, Susan and Jonathan Loss, are proposing to construct a 600 square foot accessory dwelling unit. The property is approximately 2.58 acres in size and is located in the Rural Lands 5-acre district off of South Finley Road in the Kennewick area of unincorporated Benton County. The ADU will be accessory to an existing 1,716 square foot single family dwelling. The Planning Division has met all required public notice timelines, including submitting the application to reviewing agencies for comment and mailing the notice of hearing to property owners within 300 feet of the subject parcel. The Planning Division did not receive any comments opposed to the proposal, and the following comments of note were received during agency review. The Benton County Building Division commented that the accessory dwelling unit must comply with all current building and fire codes as adopted by Benton County, up to and including a possible change of use in the occupancy of the building. The Benton Franklin Health Department commented that the septic permit has been issued for the ADU. With that, the planning staff is recommending approval of the application subject to the suggested 22 findings of fact and five conditions of approval as outlined in the staff report.
Thank you, Ms. Watts. I don't have any questions for you at this time. Is the applicant online?
Does not appear to be so.
Okay. All right. Is there anyone from the public who would like to comment on this proposal?
Nobody from the public.
Okay. All right. Well, I have reviewed the materials for this proposal. And sometimes if the applicant is not present, we have to continue the hearing if there's a question. I, however, do not have any questions on this. And I do believe that the proposal has demonstrated consistency with both the conditional use permit criteria as well as the ADU criteria. So I will be approving this ADU. It will be written decision will be issued within 10 business days, reported to the planning department. Planning department will provide that to the applicant. So we'll move to the next proposal. This is an ADU request. It's matter CUP 2025-016. This is proposed by, I think, Marhan Holdings LLC. I think Marco Valdez is the individual who's been representing that LLC. I've received on that exhibits HEM 1.1 through 1.11. Those are all admitted. And Ms. McDonald, I think you're presenting on this. Should swear you in if you can state your name for the record.
Maya McDonald.
And you swear affirm to tell the truth and a penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
Thank you. You may proceed.
The Planning Division received the application for CUP 2025-016 on October 2nd, 2025. The applicant, Marco Valdez, is proposing to construct a 778-square-foot accessory dwelling unit. The property is approximately 2.37 acres in size and is located in the Rural Lands 5-acre district off of South Cottonwood Drive in the Kennewick area of unincorporated Benton County. The ADU will be accessory to an existing 2,066-square-foot single-family dwelling. The Planning Division has met all required public notice timelines, including submitting the application to reviewing agencies for comment and mailing the notice of hearing to property owners within 300 feet of the subject parcel. The Planning Division did not receive any comments opposed to the proposal. The following comments of note were received during agency review. The Benton County Building Division commented that the accessory dwelling unit must comply with all current building and fire codes as adopted by Benton County. The Benton Franklin Health Department commented that the septic permit has been issued for the Marco Valdez ADU. The Kennewick Irrigation District commented that the parcel is not assessed by KID, property does not have a water allotment assigned, and water for a new allotment is unavailable at this location. Additionally, permanent structures are not allowed within irrigation easements. With that, the planning staff is recommending approval of the application, subject to the suggested 23 findings of fact and 5 conditions of approval as outlined in the staff report.
Thank you, Ms. McDonald. I do not have any questions for you at this time. Is the applicant online? It looks like he is. Mr. Valdez, was there anything you wish to add to the planning department summary of your proposal?
Good morning. Nope. Everything seems right there on online, so everything looks pretty good.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't have any questions for you, so we will move to public comment. Is there anyone online who would like to comment on this proposal?
Nobody online.
Okay. All right. So I have reviewed the materials for this ADU and against the code criteria, both the CUP criteria and the ADU specific criteria. I do believe the applicant has demonstrated that the proposal is consistent with those criteria. So I will be approving this application. A decision will be out within 10 business days and emailed to the planning department. Are there any procedural questions from anyone, including Mr. Valdez?
Nope. Just be waiting for that, and we'll just move forward as soon as it comes out.
Okay. So, and Mr. Valdez, you're welcome to stay online for the other matters, but no need to do so as we've completed review of this one. So,
understood.
So we will move now to the third ADU. This is matter CUP 2025-019. This is proposed by Donald and Christy Williams. I've received on that exhibits HEM 1.1 through 1.14. Those are all admitted. Ms. McDonald, I think you are presenting on this. You remain under oath. You may proceed.
The Planning Division received the application for CUP 2025-019 on October 16, 2025. The applicants, Donald and Christy Williams, are proposing to construct an 800-square-foot accessory dwelling unit. The property is approximately 2.63 acres in size and is located in the Rural Lands 5-acre district off of North DeMoss Road in the Benton City area of unincorporated Benton County. The ADU will be accessory to an existing 2,064-square-foot single-family dwelling. The Planning Division has met all required public notice timelines, including submitting the application to reviewing agencies for comment and mailing the notice of hearing to property owners within 300 feet of the subject parcel. The Planning Division did not receive any comments opposed to the proposal. The following comments of note were received during agency review. The Benton County Building Division commented that the accessory dwelling unit must comply with all current building and fire codes as adopted by Benton County. The Benton Public Utility District commented that the accessory dwelling unit must meet the distance and size requirements as required by Benton PUD, and the applicants must contact Benton PUD for power service to the ADU. The Benton County Fire District Number 2 commented that the accessory dwelling unit must be constructed per the current fire code for the type of occupancy, and that the emergency vehicle access is installed per code as well. With that, the planning staff is recommending approval of the application subject to the suggested 22 findings of fact and 5 conditions of approval as outlined in the staff report.
Thank you, Ms. McDonald. This one is, I think, in the rural water supply program area. Yes. So, okay. So I'll just add, I think, that under the required permits. Okay. Great. Just wanted to confirm that. Is the applicant online?
I am.
Okay. Is that Mr. Williams who's speaking?
It is. This is Don Williams.
Okay. Is there anything that you would like to add to the planning department's summary of your proposal?
No, I think it sounded very complete.
Okay. All right. So we'll move to public comment then. Is there anyone online who would like to comment on this proposal?
Nobody online.
Okay. All right. So I have reviewed the exhibits that were provided, and against the CUP criteria, I do believe the applicant has demonstrated that the proposal meets the CUP criteria and as well as the ADU specific criteria. So I will be approving this ADU. Decision will be out within 10 business days, and that will be emailed to the planning department, and they will provide that to the applicant. Mr. Williams, do you have any questions, any procedural questions?
I do not.
Okay. All right. Well, you are welcome to stay online for our remaining 2 agenda items, but no need to do so as we've completed review of this matter.
Thank you also very much.
Absolutely. So we're moving to our 4th agenda item. This is another request for an ADU. It's CUP 2025-020. Proposed by Hansen Real Estate Group, Inc. I have received for that exhibits HEM 1.1 through 1.11. Those are all admitted. And Ms. McDonald, I think you were presenting on this one as well. Yes, you may proceed when you're ready.
The Planning Division received the application for CUP 2025-020 on October 16, 2025. The applicant, Scott Hansen, is proposing to construct an 800 square foot accessory dwelling unit. The property is approximately 0.53 acres in size and is located in the Urban Growth Area Residential District off of North William Street in the Kennewick area of unincorporated Benton County. The ADU will be accessory to an existing 2,124 square foot single family dwelling. The Planning Division has met all required public notice timelines, including submitting the application to reviewing agencies for comment and mailing the notice of hearing to property owners within 300 feet of the subject parcel. The Planning Division did not receive any comments opposed to the proposal. The following comments of note were received during agency review. The Benton County Building Division commented that the accessory dwelling unit must comply with all current building and fire codes as adopted by Benton County. The Benton County Public Works Department commented that access will be limited to the north part of the property off of North William Street. With that, the planning staff is recommending approval of the application subject to the suggested 23 findings of fact and 5 conditions of approval as outlined in the staff report.
Thank you, Ms. McDonald. No questions for you at this time. Is the applicant online?
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning. Is that Mr. Hansen who's speaking?
Yes, it is.
Was there anything that you would like to add to the planning department's summary of your proposal?
Nope, seemed accurate and pretty straightforward.
Okay, all right. We'll open it up for public comment. Is there anyone online who would like to comment on this proposal?
Nobody online.
Okay. All right. Well, I have reviewed this proposal in conjunction with the county's criteria and believe that the applicant has substantiated that it is consistent. So I will be approving this ADU. As with all the other ADUs, decision will be out within 10 business days, email to the planning department, and the department will provide that to the applicant. Mr. Hansen, do you have any procedural questions?
No, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So, and Mr. Hansen, you are welcome to stay online for the last agenda item, but no need to do so because we've completed review of your proposal.
Sounds great. Thank you very much.
So we will now move to our last agenda item. This is CUP 2025-017. This is a business use, an accessory business use, which is proposed by Israel Jimenez. And Ms. Lutz, I think you're presenting on this proposal. Oh, I should mention, I have received HEM 1.1 through HEM 1.1, I'm sorry, 1.15. Those exhibits are admitted, and you may proceed when you're ready.
The Planning Division received the application for CUP 2025-017 on October 6, 2025. The applicant, Israel Jimenez, is proposing to operate a auto body paint and repair shop. The proposed auto body shop would operate within an existing 1,200 square foot accessory structure and would include light auto body repairs and a paint spray booth. Operating hours will be Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., with approximately 1 to 2 clients visiting the location per week. The property to be utilized is approximately 2.66 acres in size and is located in the Rural Lands 5-acre zoning district off of Fraser Road in the Benton City area of unincorporated Benton County. The Planning Division has met all required public notice timelines, including including submitting the application to reviewing agencies for comment and mailing the notice of hearing to property owners within 300 feet of the subject parcel. The Planning Division did not receive any comments opposed to the proposal, and the following comments of note were received during agency review. The Benton County Building Division states that the proposal shall comply with all Benton County building and fire codes up to and including a possible change of use and occupancy of the building to be utilized. Both the Benton County Fire Protection District Number 2 and the Benton County Fire Marshal stated that the structure must be constructed per the current fire code. With that, the planning staff is recommending approval of the application subject to the suggested 25 findings of fact and 9 conditions of approval as outlined in the staff report.
Thank you, Ms. Watts. I do not have any questions for you at this time, so we'll turn to the applicant. Is the applicant online?
You don't see. There's a number there, but I don't know who it is. I'm not sure
if it's that. Mr. Jimenez, if you are online, if you could speak up. It's possible there's a number there, but we're not sure if that's you or not. Okay. No, looks like the applicant's not present. So we'll open this up for public comment. Is there anyone from the public who would like to comment on this proposal? Okay, I see we have code enforcement here, but there's nothing to add on that. Okay, all right. Okay, I assume there's no one online to comment.
Nobody online.
Okay, all right. So I have reviewed the exhibits for this. It looks like all of the specific criteria for the business use have been met, and that it's narrowly tailored to be kind of an accessory use, to be kind of compatible with the surrounding rural uses and with the kind of the number of visits per week and kind of the other measures to, and it's within an existing accessory structure. So I will be approving this CUP decision, as with all the others, will be out within 10 business days. I'm hoping maybe next week, but I don't like to make those promises just in case. That will be forwarded to the planning department and then sent to the applicant. Are there any procedural questions from anyone in the hearing room or online? Okay, all right. So we have gone through all of our agenda items. Is there anything else that we need to address before we adjourn? Nope. Okay, all right. Well, thank you everyone online and in the hearing room for your appearances this morning. We are adjourned.